BOMAD Festival. In more than 8 hours of live broadcasting over the weekend, our world music presenting team of Lucy Duran, Lopa Katari, Marianne Kennedy and Andrew McGregor will be bringing us live sets and recorded highlights from the festival site at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. So let's go over now to our mobile studio in the Radio 3 WOMAD compound, where ready and waiting to start off World on 3 live from WOMAD are Lopa Katari and Marianne Kennedy.
Now, only in Gaelic would you find a single word for absence of rain. But Tuaig is what we have here at Charlton Park in Malmesbury, and I have a reputation to maintain. It never rains when I'm at a festival. But that was definitely precipitation on the windscreen as we were following the signs to this annual World Music Beano. Not good. But as we drew up to the green gate and we got out of the car, it did it. It slowly started to dry up and I can hold my head up again. Welcome to the Tuaig at WOMAD, the world of music and dance. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3 and the whole team is here for the whole weekend. Lucy Duran, Andrew McGregor and my World on 3 other half, Lopa Katari. Now Lopa, it's the one weekend in the year when they actually let us loose together, but still they keep us apart with you up there on the Radio 3 stage in the lovely Charlton Park Arboretum. I take it you're in good company there.
Marianne, I'm in absolutely fabulous company here tonight. The Arboretum is just filled and packed with a rapturous crowd. And I want to try out one thing, because this crowd have promised me that with one mere wave of my hand, I can command them into a swell of noise.
I always said you were power hungry, Lopa. Now, in the goldfish bowl that is the Radio 3 truck backstage here, I've got screens that let me see the open air stage, the Siam stage, the Charlie Gillett stage, and I can feel even in the truck through my feet the Glaswegian sub bass that is the end of Mungo Hi-Fi set in the big red tent. But the only stage that matters right now is the Radio 3 stage. And where are we starting out?
Well, Marianne, the band we've got on stage, well, the music is all about accordions, strings and army veteran brass bands. It's a meeting of two great bloodlines of gypsy music. On the one side, the family line that comes down from the veteran Tarafta Haiduks, who moved to Bucharest to make a living playing at weddings. And on the other side, the brass section, the Moldavians who enrolled in the army to be guaranteed an education. So on the stage, we have the creme de la creme from a new generation of gypsy musicians. They are indeed the noble band from the ghetto, the Mahalla Rai Banda.
We'll be right back. Thank you so much on the festival. Thank you, Vinny. Βάκταλι, τέλα βάκταλι. Τι τα μάω κόρη, τι μπορεί τα κύμωρη. Τα βέλτο και βάκταλι, τέλα βάκταλι. Γιο γυρνά δε σοκέρα, ούτα δε σοκέρα. Chocar, sari do lugar da Ibar, do lugar da Ibar. Eu ainda deixo que era um, tá deixo que era um. Fala lá que me mera um, terra me mera um. Eu ainda deixo que era um, tá deixo que era um.
Show. στο κερτσάι να βήμανω και χαλάρα καμερά.
Thank you.
Absolutely phenomenal. Mahalarai Banda in stunning form on the Radio 3 stage there, Lopa. What a start.
It was fantastic. You know, 11 of them packed on the stage, creating a great new kind of gypsy sound for a kind of younger generation. But Marianne, I mean, coming up later on the programme on World on 3 tonight, we've got you talking to the African roots reggae legend Alpha Blondie. And of course, Earl Leonard, who came in to do a truck session.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he would have been called if his grandparents had emigrated two generations earlier. But fortunately, they stayed in Ballyvourney, down in the Cooley Gaeltacht, one of the heartlands of Seanad singing in Ireland. And we now have Iarla O'Leonard, well known as the voice of Afro-Celts, but he's here at WOMAD in his own right. And Alpha Blondie, not long off the stage, again, in very fine form. Two great voices, but in very different settings, still to come here on World on 3. And yourself, a very special lady from the Appalachian traditions. I've heard Abigail playing with Bela Fleck, with the Sparrow Quartet, and of course with the girls, with Uncle Earl, but tonight something a little different.
Yeah, well, she's been collaborating with Kai Welsh, who they worked on her new album, City of Refuge, about. And, I mean, the both of them were absolutely thrilling to listen to. And both of them were just saying how thrilled they were to be here playing on the stage at WOMAD.
It was thrilling to be on stage at WOMAD. That crowd, especially on your stage, on the BBC Three stage, is just so ready to listen and take it in and appreciate it. I mean, it's not like one of those crowds like maybe you could say in London, where you get up there and you're sort of like, I have to impress everybody. Here it feels like they're eager to like you.
Smart, focused,
smart
listeners.
Focus.
Well, you guys actually have been touring quite a bit, just as this duo between yourself and Kai. It's how you finding it?
We sometimes tour as a five-piece band, but the two of us together, you know, it's real free, it's real easy. We can respond to each other, we can react to one another.
You know, what's really kind of cool about it in a different kind of way is that you're totally exposed when it's just two people. So every single sound you make matters. Whereas in a band, there can be some stuff that gets lost in the mix. So it's actually great to be vulnerable. Does that make sense?
But there is a great chemistry between the two of you on stage, and the music, which is this fabulous mix of sort of Appalachian folk with what, Chinese poetry. I mean, they're very strong Chinese theme, isn't it?
Absolutely, that's true. It's so great to be in a place where I can be myself entirely, all aspects of myself. It was thrilling to be on stage at WOMAD. That crowd, especially on your stage, on the BBC Three stage, is just so ready to listen and take it in and appreciate it. I mean, it's not like one of those crowds like maybe you could say in London, where you get up there and you're sort of like, I have to impress everybody. Here it feels like they're eager to like you.
Smart, focused
smart
listeners.
Focus.
Well, you guys actually have been touring quite a bit, just as this duo between yourself and Kai. It's how you finding it?
We sometimes tour as a five-piece band, but the two of us together, you know, it's real free, it's real easy. We can respond to each other, we can react to one another.
You know, what's really kind of cool about it in a different kind of way is that you're totally exposed when it's just two people. So every single sound you make matters. Whereas in a band, there can be some stuff that gets lost in the mix. So it's actually great to be vulnerable. Does that make sense?
But there is a great chemistry between the two of you on stage, and the music, which is this fabulous mix of sort of Appalachian folk with what, Chinese poetry. I mean, they're very strong Chinese theme, isn't
it? Absolutely, that's true. It's so great to be in a place where where I can be myself entirely, all aspects of myself, and have them all be seen and met, you know. Whereas for a lot of American audiences, or most places I play, I say, I'm playing the banjo, and then I'm singing, and I say, and now a song in Mandarin Chinese. And the audience is like, what? You know, and it's just, and here it was like, and now a song in Mandarin Chinese, and everybody's like, of course, wonderful, fantastic, let's hear it.
And I hear you're going on the Silk Route, Abigail.
That's right. The U.S. State Department is sponsoring a trip of myself and the village. It is going to be Kai and me and three other musicians and a videographer, in fact. And we're going to go town to town from Beijing to the border of Pakistan, playing universities and community centers and orphanages and a lot of collaboration with locals wherever we go. It's really a cultural bridging trip.
But Kai, you've got your own solo project. You come out with an album called Send It Down. I mean, I was listening to a few tracks earlier on. It's very, very mellow, isn't it?
Yeah, well, most of it's sort of chilled out, I suppose.
I mean, it's this duo between the two of you. It's like different sides of the same coin.
I kind of feel that way too. Yeah. We made City of Refuge, and I helped a lot with that record. We Abigail's at the very core of that record, and she's the nugget, you know, that's presented in that record. But we worked really hard together on it, and we sort of created a lot of it together. And then I went straight into making Send It Down, and I couldn't do it without Abby.
We were pretty attached at the hip at that point.
Yeah, we'd already just forged this musical synergy, and so. She helped write songs and she sings on a lot of it. So, yeah, in a lot of ways, it was a continuation for me. I just kept on recording, you know, and it was under a different name and a different record. But it's the same spirit, I hope, at work, you know.
Well, we're going to hear part of your set that you did on the Radio 3 stage. And I think it's going to be this song, Bring Me My Queen. Tell me just a little bit about the song before we go into it.
Well, I think that is the first song that I actually bring to Kai, and it was largely inspired by the sound of this new instrument I've been playing called the cello banjo. And if I really break it down, I think that this song is about my perspective on the new feminism, which is it's about calling on the divine, because I don't have to fight like my grandma did, and I don't have to fight like my mom did. I get to push forward into new frontiers in a totally different way.
And for anybody who can't see it, because you're listening to the radio, the cello banjo is an enormous banjo.
Large.
The circle, the resonant head of the banjo, is larger than Abigail Washburn herself. And it makes a very, very deep noise, which you will hear presently.
Great, so let's hear it. The cello banjo taking center stage. Bring Me My Queen.
Oh, bring me my
Take all your friends, take all your lovers, bury all your bodies in her heart's deepest cover. Just don't play the fool, don't make it all new. It's time, 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 time. Bring me my queen. She takes all my love, takes all. Oh. sailing on the sea of this life, sailing on the sea of this life, sailing on the sea of this life, sailing on the sea of this life.
Song. This is called The City of Refuge, and I wrote this one not while I was listening to Shanghai Jazz or Chinese opera. You'll probably be able to tell. But Blind Willie Johnson was the inspiration for this. It has been such a treat to get to play here at WOMAD and to be truly understood for exactly who I am.
We love you, WOMADers. The gods, you've got to run harder.
Mama Abigail Washburn. Thank you so much for being a global community. GOMED.
Clawhammer banjo playing Chinese speaking Abigail Washburn and Nashville indie rock, a multi-instrumentalist.
Absolutely. I know the term was coined for the Mongolian singer Mamur, but that really is China grass.
Oh, hadn't thought of it that way before, Mary, I have to say. But you know, there is so much going on at WOMAD, you know, for the weekend. It's pure music indulgence and kind of spoilt for choice. And I know we haven't had any rain. And of course, it's all thanks to you, right?
Thank you. And your
good luck, your karmic good luck. But you've been out there paddling your own canoe, so to speak.
Yeah, I've taken a wander around the stalls and been around the stages. It's fantastic. And of course, we have a special new stage this year. Charlie Gillett is still with us. We have the Sound of the World stage, Charlie Gillett stage, with some fantastic acts going on there over the weekend. And I've been out in... There's so much more beyond just music. Lopa, I know you like your creature comfort, so I've been looking for something just for you.
Well, you've been teasing me with this all day. What is it that you've discovered?
It is genuinely a creature comfort. Tomorrow I'm going to take you for a fish pedicure.
A what?
You sit there on a stool and you stick your bare foot into a fish tank and the fish nibble away at your feet.
Oh, I'll have to prepare my feet for that.
And they tell me it's very good.
Really?
Honest.
I don't even want to think about it.
It's the latest thing.
Well, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow, Marianne. And I shall be talking about it, no doubt, if I do have a fish pedicure, I guess.
Yeah, you've got no option.
Do they do nail varnish too? Well, we're going to hear highlights from Alpha Blondie's set later on. But Marianne, you met up with him, the man that they call the Bob Marley of Africa.
Absolutely, and no more appropriate title possible. Alpha Blondie's first encounter with reggae was a Jimmy Cliff record on the radio, and then Bob Marley, the man himself. And by then, he was completely hooked. But he told me earlier on, we're going to hear some highlights from his open-air set, and absolutely fantastic it was as well. He told me earlier on that it wasn't so much the grooves of the music that got him, although that was obviously there. What really got him was the singers themselves.
When I heard the voice, it reminds me of singers from the village. Back home, that we call chansonnier. Okay, they have that voice from the belly, deep inside, and with the thick English accent. You know, I have an accent myself. So if you can make his accent have such a power, so I can do the same thing with Madingo, Jula, which is my mother tongue. Okay, so I was like, hey, if God made me see that, it means that, you know, you're gonna maybe direct me, you know, to do something, because I started writing my songs more in Jula, okay, because I wanted the people back home to discover that music that talks about Africa, and not that talk bad about Africa, that good about Africa, that talk about Haile Selassie, okay, Rastafari. And I wanted really to make that music get back to its roots, okay, for the African people, West African people, to discover.
That was also the message that people had back in Jamaica. Reggae was, at that time, was about going back to its roots. Did you identify with that, or were you concerned with creating a message for your own people?
I was concerned of creating something for the people, because the music was so nice and the lyrics and the words, okay, were so encouraging, okay, for a continent, a forsaken continent, okay, hearing people talking so many good things about Africa. As an African, I felt very proud, okay? And I wanted to give that pride, share that pride with my fellow Africans back home. And coming from a French colony, so I could sing in French and also in Madingo, Jula. Okay, Jula is spoken in more than 50 or 35 West African countries.
And reggae, of course, is a kind of universal language.
Reggae became a language. Only in the Ivory Coast, you have, I would say, about 87 different dialects. different ethnic group, tribe, okay? And the calculation I made, if every tribe, okay, sings reggae, they're going to be 87 different tribal...
Twists, maybe.
Yes, okay, of that music. And reggae would have become a language of himself. And now the message in those different languages can get easily to the people. And that's what's happened.
You don't shy away from getting across a message in your songs. You use these songs to speak to people,
yeah,
as well as musically. How do you feel seeing how the current situation is in Ivory Coast? Do you think it's important to have this positivity through your music when things are still unsure?
Well, you see, in the Ivory Coast, music is a kind of medication to heal the wounds of the population, okay? Because I think the politicians did not really take in consideration the fact that 90% of the population were not educated. So when they start the political fight, okay, they did not really measure how far their political palaver, you know, could lead to, okay? And now we need that reconciliation, that musical therapy to help the people look each other differently, make them understand that never mind the politicians, you know, we the people, we remain the same, okay? They have the power and we are the people. Okay.
Your messages are at a global level, a national level, but right down to an individual level. I love your song. Will you be singing tonight to look after your vuvuzela before you waka waka?
Yes.
It's the
you
most,
got to protect your vuvuzela before you waka waka.
It's the most effective message I've ever heard for safe sex.
All right.
Alpha Blondy, have a fantastic time at WOMAD. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you very much. Okay. Some get great, some party. Rocking rocker from Zion IT. Get ready. Ready to rock. We are the rockers from Zion Ivory Coast. Get ready to rock. We say Coco, Coco, Coco the rock. Coco, Coco, Coco the Rasta. Coco, Coco, Coco the rock. Coco, Coco, Coco the Rasta. Somebody is working out the sound system.
The sound system.
I say Jaja rhythm.
Jaja rhythm.
We're moving through space and time. See, brother, top fears ain't got no fear in beating down the baseline. So why don't you get on board the Zion Express? Saying Coco, Coco, Coco the rock. Coco, Coco, Coco the Rasta. Zion children. Coco, Coco, Coco the rock. Coco, Coco, Coco the Rasta. Some of them dread. Some of them red. Some of them red. Some of all them. Rocky.
rocking and rocking out, rocking and rocking out. We're gonna rock you in the night, in the day. We're gonna rock your souls. See, we're positively moving now. Oh, within your time. No matter what you say or do, jump on the rock you down. That's why we saying, saying, Coco, Coco, Coco de Rock. Coco, Coco, Coco de Rasta. Sing along, yeah.
Coco, Coco now, Coco de Rock.
I wanna hear you say. One more time, I say. Yes, I love you so. One more time, I say. Yes, I love you so. Encore une fois, yeah. And I love you so. I love you. Someday, somebody, someday, somebody,
Jiggy, oh, me jiggy, kila jigi, obi jigi, kila jigi, obi jigi. Abe, wiri yo.
Got to protect your vuvuzela before you waka waka. Do not let HIV take your life. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Waka 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 waka, eh, eh. placard sécurisé. Hey, protège ton vuvuzela avant de faire waka waka. Protège ton vuvuzela parce que le sida est là. Le vuvuzela protégé, le waka waka sécurisé. Quand il n'y a pas de danger, le vuvuzela peut sonner. Hey, waka 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 eh eh, waka 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 eh eh, waka 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 eh eh, waka waka sécurisé. Hey, protect your vuvuzela before you waka waka. I say protect your vuvuzela. Don't let HIV take your life. Protect your vuvuzela before you waka waka. I say protect your vuvuzela. Don't let HIV take your life. Waka 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 eh eh. Waka 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 eh eh. Waka 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 eh eh. Waka waka.
Come on, sing along.
Waka 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 eh eh. Waka 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 eh eh. Waka 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 eh eh. Waka waka sécurisé.
Come on.
Don't let HIV take your life. Protect your vuvuzela before you waka waka. I say protect your vuvuzela. Don't let HIV take your life. Oh, waka 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 eh eh. Waka 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 eh eh. Waka 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 eh eh. Waka waka sécurisé.
With his own blend of reggae politics and a medical advice, I think, a health warning to everybody out there. Alpha Blondy, the man who rules African roots reggae for many years, performing to a rapturous audience on the open air stage here at WOMAD. You're listening to World on Three with me, Lapa Kotari, and Mary Ann Kennedy, coming to you live from WOMAD in Charlton Park in Wiltshire. Over this weekend, we're going to be bringing you 8 hours of music, exclusive interviews, as well as some of those celebrated truck sessions. Where we cram in a few musicians to give us a more intimate and totally unplugged musical moments. And talking of crammed musical moments in the truck, Marianne, how was yours?
It was mighty fine, actually. I was working out while talking to something of a hero of mine. He would have been Earl Leonard, I suppose, if his grandparents had emigrated like so many Irish folk to the States 2 generations ago, but he didn't, and he is Iarla O'Leonard, one of the finest Shannon singers in the scene today. I've worked with Iarla before, and I've had the chance of watching and listening to him sing close up, and it just confirmed for me my conclusion that this man has one of the finest voices in any musical world. And as you said, I was in the intimate surroundings, shall we say, once again, of the Radio 3 truck. And I was with himself and Max and Donoghue from his band. So it was very up close and personal. But first of all, Iarla let loose that exquisite Shannon's voice with a song, a very personal version of a popular and evocative song, Allelu for the Summer. Alleluninggauna.
In yon dire me heni ganaurus de viach mo choni e kosh teuth na launam vi bohani nugum henigawan is finoki negaundes fad virum pangtevukum Charleng cher no kauna, alu no kauna, no kauna panam. Alu no kauna, no kauna bid parluam. Alu no kauna, no kauna kallo bauna, no kauna. Majin horig ig dauser no bantam fighter dum su kano agus fighter dum buerug fighter dum sihuin a gring mochud uachter kjol te sheen a kring a verch de hirchur Im chluasach ba vingelum se gemnuch na bovig tacht chum buile alu na gauna na gauna banam alu na gauna na gauna bieta parluam alu na gauna No gauna gallo bono, no gauna madin hauri gig dauser na bontum. Rides erin eno is cano me gauna one. Is curmer eriud mach in sin glaun hau. Is a shield and rechawan is barm at in ralda is to go shield the valle. Honabanga go to Tauri galilu no gauna, no gauna bonum. Alleluia, no gauna, no gauna be the parluam. Alleluia, no gauna, no gauna gallobona, no gauna madin haurig, ig dauser no pantum.
I'm completely sent. A perfect summer song for a summer festival. Faltarot and Rodi Radio 3, Irla.
Grima Hoggard. Thank you very
much. Leonard, it's such a pleasure to have you here backstage at the Radio 3 stage here at WOMAD. That was a beautiful song. A version of Ali Lunangauna that comes from your part of the world?
Yeah, I mean, I've been singing that for years, to be honest. I heard it. Many people singing it in where I grew up.
Where you were brought up is a real song heartland in terms of Gaelic Ireland.
It is.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a kind of a mountainous area. There's a mountain range right beside it. They're Nisagarth Mountains. And the reason I mention that is because on the west you have the mountains, and then in the east you have kind of the English language world encroaching. And also another interesting thing about this place, which is called Ballyvourne, is that it's sort of sitting on a kind of a boundary line between Cork and Kerry. So there are all sorts of edges bleeding into each other, different forms of singing, different forms of song composition, double language, bad language, all kinds of stuff, you know. So it's known for its singing culture. I mean, there is a lot of instrumental music there. You've got Slieflúochra very close by. But I suppose the strongest...
Which is kind of slides and polkas territory, isn't it?
Very much so, with a sort of a strange kind of dreaminess about it.
Sure. I was in Ballyvourne once, and it seemed that every second person had a song on their lips, literally. I mean, it's
true.
No joke.
It is true. I mean, you know, when people said to me, they sometimes ask me, oh, you're a singer and all that. But to be honest, one didn't have an identity when I was growing up as a singer, because that was an artificial thing that happened when you moved outside, because everybody sang. and everybody had their own sort of songs that they would sing. You daren't sing the song that somebody else sings. you wouldn't even learn it usually because you'd never be allowed to sing it. And it was great because you heard all these different unique voices. You wouldn't call them perhaps, oh, wow, that's a great voice. But you learned from listening to all these different voices that a voice can be great for many different reasons, not just kind of, production or technique.
How did your perception of that community, of that music that you were given with your upbringing, how did it change when you started singing with the likes of the Afro-Celts?
I mean, there are people who will try and tell you that they grew up in a bubble and they never heard any other kind of music except the kind of stuff I just did there. That's not the case, I mean, we were growing up in an age where we had to listen, dial into Radio Luxembourg. And yes, it was an extremely different Ireland back then. But you were listening to Lou Reed as he brought out records, as he was at his apex. You were doing the same thing when Bowie was at his apex, when Talking Heads came on stream, So I didn't live in a bubble. So by the time I got to work with the Afro-Celts, I suppose the most, I was already in a band in Dublin with an amazing name called Technog. It's so good, isn't it? It's so embarrassingly brilliant. That was kind of techno and kind of the sort of stuff that I do, or rather the kind of stuff that people prescribed for me to do. Or you do your stuff over all our beats, So in a way, the Afro-Celts were like that. I still did my kind of thing, my shtick, if you like. Mm-hmm. But what was good was that it enabled me to perceive myself as somebody who actually wrote songs.
So coming to a world music festival like this, and you've been often and often, how does it feel when you're coming in your own right with your own songs and your own identity?
It feels good. I did it last year with the Afro-Celts, which was a kind of a reunion experience, and that was kind of frightening in its own right because people went bananas and stuff. But by nature, my own musical kind of inclinations are much more low-key. Much more ambient, much more quiet. That's the kind of stuff I'm into generally,
But we knew this, yeah. Which is why we've given you the most compact and bijou session venue that you could possibly have in the smallest room of the BBC truck out backstage here. And not only in this tiny space built for maybe 1.5 people, we have 4. You've brought a couple of your band with
That's
you.
That's right.
And we're going to get a song from the three of you just now. And a bit of an eye-opener for me as a harpist. I've known about Ter Little Carlin all my life, but I didn't know he wrote songs. But
he wrote many, many songs, and they're not sung at all. They're difficult to sing because the words don't always scan into the music as one might like them to. They may have been said, or quasi-sung, recited, I'm not sure, but this is a song he wrote for a family, the Plunketts, who actually had the story of the song is quite weird. Their house burned down, and there was only one of them that survived, and that was Eleanor. So he wrote her this kind of beautiful kind of love song.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to have a whole new aspect here. Eirla, take it away.
Thank you.
Cat see
dit hief gen gemengs toe ik
The truly sublime voice of Erla O'Leonard, who was here in the truck earlier on with Marianne Kennedy this afternoon. And we're going to hook up with Marianne in a little bit later on. She's just headed off down to the Siam tent, where the Qawwali Sufi singer Faiz Ali Faiz is due to come on stage, which leads quite nicely into that term, good things come to those who wait. A group, a super group called Afrocubism, and Lucy Duran, our very own Lucy Duran, has joined me here in our mobile studio backstage. Lucy, am I right in saying that there's something about Afrocubism and your lounge? It started in your lounge.
Well, yes. I mean, it started back in 1996, because Afrocubism actually was the idea that became Buena Vista Social Club. To cut a long story short, I introduced all the musicians, or some of the musicians, together with Nick Gold, Eliades Ochoa, who is the Cuban part of the group Afrocubism. In 1996, they all came together. We had supper in my house, and then they went off and made the album Buena Vista Social Club, because two of the Malian musicians never made it to Cuba. And so Nick Gold was already there. He was in Cuba. He had the studio booked. He was there with Eliades Ochoa. He was there with Ray Cuda. And he was scratching his head thinking, oh, my God, now what do we do? And so Juan de Marcos Gonzalez, who was one of the musicians who'd been in my lounge, said, why don't we call out all of these wonderful old singers who've gone into retirement and who nobody appreciates anymore, and let's see what they could do. So that became Buena Vista Social Club. And then... But Nick Gold of the company World Circuit always wanted to bring together Malian musicians with Cuban musicians. And so all these years later, that's what he's done. And it's a very different project from what he'd originally envisaged.
Well, I mean, we can't complain that it didn't happen first time round, because Buena Vista was such a special, special group.
Oh,
to,
yes,
to,
and hugely
to
important,
yeah.
Because, I mean, it actually changed the whole face of world music. It really... gave an incredible platform for world music and for Cuban music.
But I'm guessing that basically with that passage of time, that the sort of the shift of the African element and the Cuban element has kind of changed a bit in the
definitely,
balance.
Definitely, definitely. That's been a very interesting aspect of the whole thing, is that actually Mali in the intervening years has really grown in stature, in exposure. There have been so many Malian artists who've won Grammys, like Ali Farka Touré, Toumani Diabaté, who's now won 2 Grammys, Baseku Kouyaté, who's also in the group. I mean, it's a real all-star group, Toumani, Baseku, the great guitarist who used to lead the rail band, the famous rail band. Well, he still does, actually, whenever they do play. Djalimari Tunkara, who really adds something very important, that kind of really sort of sensual electric guitar.
I mean, it is. It's a Malian sort of supergroup, but and the Cuban element is
Cuban
is
element
the Johnny
is just,
Cash.
Yes,
Eliades Ochoa.
Sure, it's just Eliades Ochoa, who interestingly enough has had much less exposure to African music than the Malians have had exposure to Cuban music, because they've all those Malians have all grown up listening to Cuban music, but Eliades Ochoa, this is his first encounter with Malian music. So it's a curious blend of Mali and Cuba. And so we're going to hear 2 tracks that they played earlier on the open air stage. The second one is a very famous song, Jarabi, which is a passionate love song. It's a song about following your heart and not going with an arranged marriage. But the first song that we're going to hear is a Cuban classic. Eliades Ochoa sings it with Casimari Diabaté, the great singer from Mali, and the title is El Vaivén de mi Carreta.
Once again, thanks for coming. I'd like to say thanks to Omar and the whole crew working here, and also you guys and all musicians, all the band, and all the families here. Thank you, guys. Cuba, Mali has two things. First, they said we are most poor country in the world on financial way. But at the same time, we are the number one countries on culture way. Any people, any countries without culture, you don't have a soul. So thanks for supporting, for your support about Afro-Cubism and the culture in general.
A classic there, Jarabi, and the unmistakable voice of Kassemade Diabaté from part of the supergroup known as Afro-Cubism. Now, as I mentioned earlier, over this weekend, we're coming to you live from this year's WOMAD Festival in Wiltshire. And Lucy, you're going to be presenting a couple of special World Roots programmes, one later on today and one again on Sunday.
Oh, you got me there. One later on today. Yes, I suppose it must be later on today because it's past midnight, way past midnight. Yes, tomorrow on World Roots at 3 o'clock, we will be going, first of all, live to the Radio 3 stage where we'll have the fabulous South Indian singer Sushila Raman with her project Vel. That's from her fifth album. And it's, we were sort of wondering how to describe it. Dravidian temple songs with a powerful contemporary beat, I think was what we came up with. Then we're going to go to North Africa to a very creative Moroccan oud player called Hassan Iraji, who I'm very much looking forward to seeing here. And he'll be doing a session here in the truck with us. And then we'll be hearing highlights from a singer called Kaira Arbi, who comes from Timbuktu in the north.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
Mali. I'm sure it's the first time that she's ever been at WOMAD in the UK, if not ever in the UK. And so that's going to be very exciting. She was a great friend of Ali Farka Touré, the late, and she sings very much in his style.
Really looking forward to that. But then, of course, on Sunday, we've got a special, so the World Roots Academy, we've got Hari Sivanesan
at Lama Puente. Yes, we have the wonderful Veena player, Hari Sivanesan, who's going to be doing a collaboration with Omar Puente, who's a very well-known and extremely interesting Cuban electric violinist, and I think Harry is going to be playing some electric Veena for that.
Fantastic. And in fact, and then on Saturday night and Sunday night, Andrew McGregor's going to be in the driving seat. We've got some great music from Dub Colossus and Axel Cree here, Ibo Taylor Ayarkad, who I can't wait to hear these women from South Siberia. But I can see that Faisal Efez are on stage now at the Siam tent. Marianne Kennedy is there in the wings. Marianne, the Siam tent, a great place for music of the mystics to lose yourself in a trance.
Absolutely. It is, as you say, a very special place for WOMAD. It is, you might say, the spiritual heart of the festival, and dressed up to the nines as well, looking up to the canopy of the tent, we have this beautiful midnight blue sweeping up to the top there, and luminous dream catchers spinning round in circles above the audience. It really is something rather special. And as you said, we have sitting on stage here, Faiz Ali Faiz, the rightful heir to the greatest Qawwali singer of them all, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. And just a little earlier on, I had something of a transcendent moment myself, because this is the place for the emotional, the devotional, the spiritual, the transcendental. As they were starting out, the voices started in unison and then built in intensity, in volume, in ornamentation before they took flight, as you can hear in the background here. And I really could have been somewhere up in the West Coast listening to the Gaelic psalm singing of the Presbyterian churches. But no surprise, really, because it is that same ecstasy of a direct communication between an individual and their God. So let's pass forward to front stage where Faiz Ali Faiz and his friends are entrancing the audience here in the Siam tent.
Allah, 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 All
عظیم سے لیتا ہے خدا نام محمد کیا نام ہے اے صلی علی نام محمد جس شخص کے ہو دل پہ لکھا نام محمد میرے نبی پیارے نبی
تیرا چہرہ بدلے منیر ہے
تیرا صدقہ جاؤں میں یا نبی
تیرا صدقہ جاؤں میں یا نبی
What a wonderful day of music it's been. And as we were saying earlier on this evening, the programme tonight, begins at the earlier time of 10:30. Andrew McGregor is going to be in the driving seat. And some of the artists you're going to hear are Baba Mal, who's obviously headlining on the open air stage. Here on the Radio 3 stage, we're going to have Ethio UK group that's called Dub Colossus and the Argentinian king of cool, Axel Krieger. But I leave you tonight with Fez Ali Fez, a man considered the spiritual successor to the late great Qawwali singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, leading the audience in the Siam tent to the heights of mystical music.
World on Three, live from WOMAD, was introduced by Lopa Qatari and Marianne Kennedy. And as they said, our next WOMAD visit is tomorrow at 3 o'clock, when Lucy Duran will be introducing the South Indian singer Sushila Raman. Then we'll be back to WOMAD again for a late night visit from 10:30. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now through the night with Susan Sharp.
For Music Through the Night here on Radio 3. Hello from me, Susan Sharp. Thanks for joining me. It's good to have your company. Getting us off to a wonderful start, two great instrumentalists, pianist Marta Argerich and cellist Misha Majski, are performing a concerto each in this morning's concert, which was recorded in Poland with Sinfonia Varsovia, conducted by Jacek Kaspczyk. Marta Argerich's playing Chopin and Misha Majski Schumann. The Chopin is the first of his piano concertos in E minor, written in 1830, first performed on 11th of October that year in Warsaw with Chopin as soloist during one of his farewell concerts before leaving Poland.